Whenever I associate with others, may I view myself as the lowest of all, and with a pure intention, may I cherish others as supreme. So this is an instruction for the meditation break, for our busy daily life. Whenever I associate with others in our busy daily life. So we've got the instruction, may I view myself as the lowest of all. And Geshe-la says this is translated correctly from the Tibetan, lowest. But he says to apply the meaning, we should think least precious. May I view myself as the least precious. This is wonderful. This is like our name, least precious, least precious. Everywhere we go, I'm least precious. And with a pure intention, so it's the same intention as the previous verse, to attain enlightenment. May I cherish others as supreme. So supreme here means supremely precious. This is beautiful. Everywhere we go, I'm the least precious. Others are the most precious. Anyone we meet, it actually applies to any living being, no matter how small. Least precious, most precious, supremely precious. How wonderful. This is a Kadampa view. We impute from wisdom. I'm the least precious. You, others, supremely precious. We can do this because we're receiving perfect instructions and we have access to the most powerful blessings to gain Kadampa realizations swiftly in this short life. So we carry our special view, believing that each and every living being is supremely precious throughout the day and the night. So to do this practically, we don't need to recite anything. We just need to keep this special view. This person is precious, supremely precious. It's so wonderful. What happens to our mind holding this special way of thinking, most precious, least precious? We need to test for ourselves. So many of you probably already have some experience. We need to test for ourselves how this works as real nectar for our mind, medicine nectar. So even people who are harming us, they are our virtuous objects. We can train in patience, loving kindness, compassion. It doesn't matter. So through the kindness of all living beings, I will attain enlightenment swiftly in this one short life. So Geshe-la says in modern Buddhism, in the section, The Preciousness of Kadam Lam Rim, it is only through looking in the mirror of Kadam Dharma that we can regard, see the preciousness of all living beings.